This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Melissa Milchrist, a poet and essayist based in western Montana. She is a two-time winner of the Obsidian Prize for Poetry.
Milchrist draws on her love for the wilderness poets of China, who connected to the land through manual labor and solitude. She tries to learn the lessons of nature and to practice a landscape-based spirituality. She writes,
"A decade ago, I packed everything I owned into my little car and drove across the country to Montana, in part because of a few poems. Not the poems typically associated with Montana, such as those by Richard Hugo or James Welch, but instead from a different time and place. I had spent months reading the works of the ancient Chinese wilderness poets like Tao Qian and Han Shan, and they had me dreaming of wild, unpopulated places. Writing as early as the 4th century about a life of solitude and contemplation in rugged peaks and valleys, they portrayed a kind of grounded, landscape-based spirituality that resonated with me. Chopping wood, carrying water, wandering the mountains, they distilled life down to basics in a place that demanded self-reliance and hard work, but offered up lessons in return. How to be humble, how to sit in stillness and listen, how not to take anything too seriously, how to lose oneself into the landscape, and how to return to civilization. I came to Montana because I believed it is big enough and wild enough to hold those lessons within its rivers and mountains. And it is. The land is endlessly instructive, endlessly mysterious. There are reminders here to keep us in our place and to keep us fully alive. The fierce cold of winter, fire and the staggering dryness of summer, the fixed and unforgettable stare of a grizzly when you stumble upon it resting. The way your heart beats more fully for having stumbled and stared back and stepped away unscathed, but not unchanged."
Milchrist pairs her reflection with a poem by Gary Snyder, winner of the 1974 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry.
Snyder, also influenced by Chinese wilderness poets, writes as gracefully about metaphysics and spirituality as he does about logging and trail building. Like Milchrist, he experiences the vast landscape and returns changed. He writes,
"Paiute Creek. One granite ridge, a tree would be enough, or even a rock, a small creek, a bark shred in a pool. Hill beyond hill, folded and twisted, tough trees crammed in thin stone fractures, a huge moon on it all, is too much. The mind wanders, a million summers, night air still and the rocks warm, sky over endless mountains. All the junk that goes with being human drops away, hard rock wavers. Even the heavy present seems to fail this bubble of a heart. Words and books, like a small creek off a high ledge, gone in the dry air. A clear, attentive mind has no meaning but that which sees is truly seen. No one loves rock, yet we are here. Night chills. A flick in the moonlight slips into juniper shadow. Back there, unseen, cold, proud eyes of cougar or coyote watch me rise and go."
A poem by Gary Snyder.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.